that sounds intense. Sorry. You're listening to Fade to Blick. I'm back. The madness has returned. Well, the madness never left. It just comes in phases and spurts, so to speak. I'm adjusting and tinkering with sounds. If you're listening to the show and want to say hey, 713-955-0395, say hey. What not? Playing with new gear is so much fun because I get to tinker around with shit, which is fun. I always enjoy that part. And I can, like, play with music in the background. Now I've got my desk set up in such a way that I'm, like, completely surrounded. And it's going to be a different when the wife and I are broadcasting. It's going to be interesting because I'm going to have to adjust a little bit. I don't know how I'm going to do it just yet, but I'm going to. So, been dealing, you know, just with Missouri weather. Gotta love it, monsoon season and all. Fun stuff. It's absolutely atrocious at times. You know what I'm saying? And if you can or cannot hear me, that's the easiest way. Let me know on any of my social and or chat pages. I have my Facebook window open. Chat is live there. Also, you can say hi. You can request music, even. I've got Megan. I was listening to Megan Trainor before we started because, well, she's hot. She's just fucking hot. Sorry, it's just the way I feel about it. And that's just the way it is. I'll just say it like it is. Hey, if it sounds better, worse, whatever, please let me know. I always enjoy that sort of stuff. Sebastian.Blick@yahoo.com. Easiest way to get a hold of me. Or you can get a hold of me over, well, at the Blog Talk side. You can email me anywhere, really. Facebook, Sebastian.Blick1 on Facebook. Say hi. Best way to do it. So, we're just hanging out. Just thought I'd pop it out and just see what people thought, how it sounded, record it. I've added a few new pieces to the studio, a little sound block wall behind me to make sure that the tones continue to sound buttery and creamy, and my voice continues to be the sexy voice from out of the woods. Fuck if I know. I'm just that crazy guy that got a hold of a microphone and figured out how to broadcast shit. Who is that madman? He's running amok, 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 I tell you. Oh, let me remember how to do all my shit here so I don't blow everybody out of the way. Because I might, if I get the chance. What the hell? She stopped singing?
No,
there we go. So I'm just hanging out. Just doing test songs, you know, test stuff. Just seeing what it sounds like. Oh, that's nice. It shuts off. That's cool. So if that's too loud, too soft, whatever. Just to see how things sound, you know. I'm getting ready to do some interesting things. I hope everybody stays tuned and or grabs somebody that they know and has them tune in too. Because I'm doing whatever for whatever reasons, you know. I actually am going to try and do several different shows for different reasons. That makes sense. Some of them will be live. Some of them will be podcasts. I'm actually going to start doing, I think, a lack of sleep late night podcast for the nights that I don't sleep, which is quite a bit, actually. I don't know. I debate on the music in the background too terribly much. I don't know. And just, I don't know. You people need to tell me this shit. That's what I got. That's my answer to the whole situation. Because I could sit and listen to this broad sing. I mean, that's cool. I'm good with that. She's hot. I mean, I could watch her as well as listen to her sing. But she's got a good voice. My wife always rolls her eyes when I say that. She's got a great voice. Empress Bod just rolls her eyes and looks at me like, yeah, right. Fuck ever. Who are you trying to fool? For those of you who watch my Instagram feeds, my Instagram feed and or just various little pictures that I post, you'll have noticed something has changed semi-dramatically, drastically, about me. What is that? I have a prize. I'll give a prize away. How about that? I'll have to be creative for some of you, because some of you will be a cool prize, and some of you will be like, oh, I already have that. And I'll say, well, then fine, I'll have to come up with something new. So those of you who are listening live will have the advantage. So those of you who are listening live, within the sound of my voice, dun dun dun, 713-955-0395 is the number. What's different about me? First giveaway today. I'm going to try and start doing giveaways, et cetera, et cetera. I have to go around to some novelties and toy shops, et cetera. Pick up some adult gag gifts, whatnot. Streamers. Panties. Panties, yeah. I always like the idea of that. Matter of fact, I know where I can get a hold of some panties. I'm pretty sure. And not used or anything weird like that. I wouldn't do that. 713-955-0395. The number in the studio. In the studio, live. With Sebastian Blick. Nature's answer to what's good about what's happening to, you know, the human race. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. I hope everybody can hear me, because it gave me static, you know, when I started up the mic, like it was going to try and give me shit about something. So, I don't know. I don't know, man. I've just been sitting around checking out stuff, this and that. Different music. I love listening to music, and I do it pretty much all day. It's what keeps me somewhat sane, somewhat grounded. So, you know, I listen to a lot of it. It's really surprising. People ask me, you know, what do you listen to? And I tell them everything, and they're like, everything is in, like, what, country and rock? And I'm like, no, everything. I listen to everything. I listen to jazz. I listen to classical. I listen to blues. Whatever, something strikes me, I just listen to it. I even listen to pop stuff now. I mean, I went through a phase where I didn't like it. Not even a little. Pop was just, it was just silly. It just didn't work. They seem to have swung the pendulum a little bit differently. I mean, you've got, you know, Taylor Swift, who can basically, you know, write about taking a leak and sell millions upon millions upon millions of records. You know? However she can do it, you go right ahead, sister. You just play right on ahead. I can't do that. I wish I could. Maybe kick ass. Just write about taking a leak. But I went down to the bathroom. Just to take a leak. All I wanted to do was take a little leak. Then I tripped over the cat, smashed my face into the sink. You know, something like that. Wow. 713-955-0395. Wow. Sounds, and I'm trying to enunciate my words more correctly now because I can hear them. Used to be I couldn't. Oh, wow. Got to cut down on the smoking, too. Anybody want to hear me with the emphysema? Well, alrighty then. 2:41 in the afternoon, Spring, Vegas. It's nice outside today. It turned out really did turn out pretty today. I didn't think it was going to turn out as pretty as it did. You know, this morning started out kind of crappy and rainy and looking kind of shoddy. Well, you know, whatever. 84, lovely degrees, partly cloudy in the big brouhaha that is Spring Vegas. Yeah, it's nice. The view out the studio window, I kind of enjoy how I've got it set up. I can look out and peruse, well, otherwise perv, neighborhood. See people coming and going, and they can't see me because I'm hidden in my little perch in the dark. In my perch. That's what I do. You know. So 84 degrees. It's nice. Partly cloudy. I may have to go ride. It's not too terribly windy. I mean, I might ride to fly my kite. That might be a good thing to do. I don't know. What do you think? Let me know. Hit me up somewhere. Anywhere. I just sit here and talk to myself, I guess. I don't know. It looks like that, actually, when I look at stuff. It looks like there's a lot of people that are actually listening in on later broadcasts. But, see, then you don't get to win the cute, valuable, funky, weird shit that I have. And it's kind of like pornography. It's, you know, kind of like if you have something that I already have done or given or whatever, you basically get something else of mine, which is strange. My collection is very eclectic, so you never know. It could be something as simple as, you know, one of my little black bomb speakers that I use on my desk. I have a couple of those. I have two or three faces. They're different faces for different moods that I have. Just doing weird shit. That's what I do. 713-955-0395. If you want to get a hold of me live like that, you can. You can also log on to the CS Live chat page over on Blog Talk. Say hey there. Or you can hit me up on Facebook. All of the above, D. Why not? Because then you can tell me what you want to hear. If you want to hear a song, I can play a song. I can do all kinds of crazy shit. I have new weird technology. You know what? I'm gonna play fight song in the background because this song has just started ripping my ass. It's given me a lot of inspiration. I deal with a lot of issues. And those of you who know me well know what I'm talking about and know that it's a bitch. There are days that it's virtually impossible to get up. But I do. Hey, how you doing? Bring the kid to work day. Oh, no, not quite enough. A little more. Boom, boom. There we go. Sounds better now. So those of you who are listening live, do try to get a hold of me. Send me an email. Shoot me an email. It pops up on my screen. I know that you've sent me an email. I'll be able to bring it up. That way I know. Send me, you know, whatever. Like the show, love the show, hate the show. I am a total yutz. You want to have my kid? Whatever. I'm pretty easy to get along with. No, I don't need any more kids. I would sign a complete waiver in that case because, you know, I can say, yeah, I'd do it, but no, I can't. There's no way. I already have half a soccer team I don't need. If I have any more, I'd know. Thank you. I can practice, sort of, I guess. Yeah, I like to know if my insanity is actually worth it, you know? Or if I should just let my insanity take over. That's the fun part. The balancing act of keeping myself just sane enough to be within society. Love this thing. Posted it with I post most of my songs that I like with lyrics so that people can see what I mean. because the lyrics really are what 99% of what draws me to a song and gets me jazzed. And yes, you can chastise me because I did fall off the vaping wagon. It was just a bad deal. But, you know, it happens. So I'll chuckle and cough and sputter for a while. But hopefully it'll keep my sexy, creamy voice as is. Don't you know? You know, but I can make an explosion. It's good. It's good. I really have noticed an increase. It makes me feel, you know, music does definitely alter your mood. Everybody knows this. And if you don't realize that, then you're crazy. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you don't think that music affects you. It does. It really does. In some way, shape, fashion, or form, physiologically, music will affect you. It's just a proven fact. The studies have shown that they can do, you know, you'll listen to a certain type of music and it will do certain things to you. You know, classical music does definitely have effect on unborn children, even. You can have them listen to it, and they've been proven to be a little more intelligent, which is crazy. I thought, I didn't believe it either until I, well, saw it. My wife, of course, ex-wife, was a school teacher, so she did the same, you know, had the same idea of let's make the kid smart, let's make the kid a genius. So she did, and the kid was saying antibiotic by the time she was two. It was crazy. So I'm a firm believer that music is a complete thing.
What?
I'm just making sure if anything disappears or happens, let me know via anything. Hey, freaks, how are you? I didn't see you. That must be why it popped up and gave me some weird little thing. I don't know why it did it. How's everything sounding? Sound okay to you? I'm playing with the new gear, so it's, you know, so just tinkering around with shit. That's mighty fine. Connecting me now. How's that? Am I back now? I love it when it does that to me. It just drops me out of nowhere, and I just have to, like, scramble to redial. And I'm not really sure why it does that. I'd really like to know, but of course they'd probably just piss and moan that it was my end. It was something on my side. There. That's good. That's what we're trying for. I mean, you know, why not? So did you figure out what it was that's different? Since you're live, so you're one of the only, if you're logged in, you're live, and you can tell me. I know you can hear me. So, yeah, because I just changed. There's been a little change, I'd say. It won't be noticeable. Well, it may not be. Well, it is in that picture. It is somewhat noticeable. My last Instagram post, actually. Ooh, damn, I need a pop screen for this mic. And did not blast into it either and start sounding like that shit. My mic is so sensitive, I can't even set things on the table, like, across the room from it, because it, like, picks it up. With the pop on it, it does the same thing. It's picking up all my weird little nuances in my voice. There we go. I'll turn it like this and see if we can't get away with the pop. Get away from not popping. There we go. That's better. Much better. Not popping now. Excellent. That's what I'm shooting for. We're really trying to upgrade equipment and the way things are done, and we're actually getting ready to start doing some revamping of the show and how it works and timing and what goes on and whatnot. So, if you have any naughty news, any kind of weird links, any kind of strange stuff, Sebastian.Blick@yahoo.com, the best way to get a hold of me. Then I will put anything and everything that is posted. I will even post it to the show page, The Buzz with Blick and Baugh over on Facebook. That way you'll get the credit due for your work, as a matter of fact. And bring as many freaks and crazy people as you can find. I personally don't care. People can give me shit for what I do all day long. It's my deal. And I'll take it. I enjoy it. I thoroughly enjoy arguing my position. You know what I mean. Yeah, I'm going to play around with it and tinker with the different settings. And, throughout the course of time, you'll hear me doing little things like this, going through motions and different clicks and figuring out what sounds best, for this type of situation that I'm working in right now. Changes. Sometimes I'll be doing it live out somewhere else, and this set won't work because I'll be out without my backboard. Which I really enjoyed. I made this by myself today with my own two little paws. It's all carpeted and pretty, and it's nice. I'll post it, as a matter of fact. I'll take a shot of it and post it to my Instagram here before terribly long, and you all can take a look at it. Tell me what you think. It's got its own little hangers. I can put little, pins in it and hang shit from it, and it looks kind of like my voodoo altar to radio. It's Blick's black magic voodoo altar to radio. I think it should be. Let me flip over there. Let me double check. Oh, I gotta log in first. Hopefully it doesn't kick me off while I'm logged in over here. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about. I can't see anything of what you're saying to me, actually. And if you hit me on Facebook, I'll be able to see it because it's going to come up on a different screen. To answer your question, is chat operational on the CS side? I do believe it is. I'm double checking it right now. Well, actually, it's going to crash my browser completely, it looks like. It looks like it's working. I don't have it brought up, and that's probably one good reason why. Is for some reason it's having a fail mode on my, and I can't do that because, well, the studio is on the other side of this window. So now I'm going, oh no, oh shit, oh no. There we go, maybe. Get the heck out of there, man. Well, I can. What I'll do is I can change things around. I'll bring it up. Sounds like we got a little random thunder boomer. Maybe. Either that or somebody just hit a trash truck. Could be. That could very well be. I'll bring it over here to another window so I can transfer it and not have to worry about crashing things. I don't have any flashes loaded. There's nothing showing on there at all right now. I don't see anything. 713-955-0395, studio line number, here at Wonderworks. I even hung a little thing on my office door. This is officially a studio. So, for those who question my ability, one in particular that I thought was quite funny, and told me I needed to come back and talk to him when I was sober. If anybody who knows me well enough knows I can make deals with the devil when I'm drunk. And often do. So, for that I say, bully. You know, it's one of, oh, hello, there we go. There we go. Fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, let's see what I got going on here. I might have, here, I'll even put one of my little smiley, or my little balls, my little Radiohead balls that I put out. There we go. Maybe it'll take a picture of this, I don't know. I've got my stuff. Matter of fact, here, I'm going to hang this up over here for a second. Well, I'll get ready before I do this, before I take my shot here. The money shot. Before he blows the money shot. Those of you who have my Instagram, if you don't have my Instagram, you should. Let's go. I posted the one a little while ago. And that's the one that the trivia question for today came up with, is what's different about me in that picture? You'll notice there is something different about me in the picture. So, we make this statement, and if those of you who are listening live can guess what that is, you might just win something. So, I'm going to post my little homage to radio. That's good. It's a good afternoon. The equipment's working well. Everything's sounding good. I got dropped a couple of times. I'm getting drops from there, but, you know, it's one of those deals. What are you going to do? You know? Nice. That's funny. Let's see here. Sorry, I didn't mean to go dead air on you there for a second. It was just kind of funny. There we go. And it's posted. I don't have my headset over next to the stuff like I normally do, but that's because, I'm using it. So I have to move this back over here. And I think, yeah, you can see the little face, the little ball, the little round thing, black in front of my coffee cup. That's the ball that I'm talking about. It's a little speaker, and it's loud. It's actually pretty damn loud for as small as it is. Let me go ahead and go to adjust some shit again. Wow. I don't, no, I'm not all about that one either at all. And this one I don't really like either, because it picks up every detail in the room. So we're going to blot out some stuff and see where we're at here. There's going to be between this one and probably that one. Okay, so we'll try this one for a minute. This is, we're going to call this number one. Listen to that for a while. And then we'll go to number two, which is, I like it also. So, but in the meantime, I'm gonna do this and see what it sounds like. It's an ad, so, you know, that way I can, you know, say I played the ad and I don't get in trouble. It's a Coke ad, by the way. If you're, you know, for those of you who are playing along, it's a Coca-Cola ad, I believe. No, it's a Red Bull ad. Hot chicks drinking Red Bull. I like it when they drink Red Bull and Jägermeister and get really, really drunk. Changes, Joe. Anything. New stuff. Stuff to play with. Prank phone calls of numbers to people that you want to prank phone call. You name it. Just any number of things. I'm even considering if someone were to, you know, have an old used GoPro that they want to donate, and, you know, I'll even do video stuff and upload it. So I'll find ways to upload stuff to, you know, the page. I was going to do it with my phone, but it doesn't work as well with some of the stuff that I do. You know, if I was going to put it in the car pointing towards me, it doesn't work. It falls and shit. She's hot, too. Kelly Clarkson. I chew on her for a long time. Yummy. I love it. Oh, 3:05 in the afternoon. You're listening to Fade to Blick. Surprise, surprise, surprise. All afternoon long. That's me. I'm full of surprises. Never. Never. I do not. No. I'm sorry, but no. Sebastian Blake does not hinder on his like. If he likes something, he likes something. That's just the fucking way of shit. I've come to that conclusion now that I've gotten older. I just don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? You can hear it chirping now because it's chirping through the studio on Skype is what it's doing. So, I'm also on Skype, so if you see Sebastian Blick on Skype, then you know it's me also. You can call me if you wish. If I'm on, you can call me. But if you want to be on the show, you have to call 713-955-0395. And I'm just slowly but surely rebuilding all of the studio stuff that needs to be rebuilt. And it's almost done. I've got to put the lights up around the ceiling. Once I get the brunt of this done, I think I might just have to have, well, a party. Right. Those of you who listen to the show live will know also when that will be, because I will only I'll announce it close to the date, and I'm going to make it for people who listen on a pretty regular basis live is what I want to do. A close group of people, if you will. It makes, you know, sense to me. Up on that loan. Yeah, that's what she does to mine. Make mine a little like that. My wife knows it too. She gives me, she rolls her eyes, gives me the look, you know. I can't help it. And you can't. You can't help it. Once you get to a certain place, you just have to smile and go, So, let me see where I'm at. I'm trying to figure out what all I have open and running and where things are at. I'm trying to figure it all out. Doobie, doobie, doo. I should, you know what I should do? I should call the wife. Think I should call the wife? How about that? What do you think we should? I think we should call the wife. Well, she does important stuff. I'm not going to say that she doesn't do important shit, but I'm going to say that she probably will have a half a second to talk to, you know, her absolutely wonderful husband. Let's see here. Knowing my luck, she'll be walking around the building. Let me get over here to where I'm supposed to get to. Yeah. There we go. Let's see how this works. Let's just see how this works. It's doing its thing. Great. She's going to the bathroom.
Hi, thank you for calling John Q. Hammond's Hotel Management. You've reached the voice box of Lisa Love, Administrative Assistant. I am unable to answer your call at this time.
Shush.
Please leave the pertinent information regarding the
reason
for your call.
Good grief. I'm trying to turn the damn thing off and it won't let me. Pissed me off. That's not funny. It's not funny when it doesn't work. See, that's the thing. You've got to make sure that these people, you got to hit these people at the right time. You know? Bad shit happens to good people. How many people are... Oh, it's just us in chat, huh? Hey, how you doing? So it is working. That's good. Whoa. I'm getting photos and stuff. Whoa. Hang on here. I'm going to have to go over this way. Okay. Exactly. I will punch you by accident on purpose. That's exactly. I know somebody that would say that. I will punch you accidentally on purpose in the throat, upside down, doing like the bat hang, like so you can get more swing, like swing from like a doorway or something. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
Ow.
I don't know. I'll have to wait for a minute. Maybe she'll call. Well, she might message me. Maybe. Somebody message her. You guys have her. Those of you who have her, messenger. Those of you who have her, messenger. How's that sound? Messenger. In this day and age of communications and interconnectivity, you ever notice that it happens that you just like get put into groups that you just all of a sudden show up in? Hello. Hi, who are you? Hi, who are you people, and why am I here? Why am I here? At least tell me. You know, that's the big thing. Tell me what's going on, and let me know. It makes it easier. It makes my life a whole lot easier. I wonder where she's at. Let's see here. Back up. I'm trying to find something. I'm trying to get, yeah. You know what I'm trying to do. You people know what I'm working on. Come on. So I spent a week awake. Seriously. I probably had a total of, in a week, I would say maybe 4 hours or 5 hours. Yeah, a week, awake. It was very, I was blicked. Let's just put it that way. Oh, this should be fun. Here we go. We'll try it again then, shall we? Shall we?
This is Lisa.
Well, hello. How are you?
Well, hello.
Hello?
I'm doing well. How are you? What's so funny?
Who'd you think it was? What'd you think it was, Howard Stern?
No. I don't think I was worried about that.
Who'd you think it was?
Well, I just looked over and I saw the ringing, and I'm like, I'm in the middle of something, so I'm not answering.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I disturb you?
How's it going with you?
No, it's going all right.
Oh, don't ever let me go.
It's going. Well, you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean.
I was just telling everybody about my week awake.
Oh, God.
My week
that
awake.
Sucks so bad. It sucks so bad.
It's fun. It's
okay, well,
it's
maybe for you. There
well,
was no funness
is,
for me.
By the sixth day, it's kind of interesting because it is all strawberries and flowers and bunnies and happy trees and weird shit. I mean,
with a lot of pain.
Well, the pain is in there, yes, but eventually it all fades because you're just so stupid loopy that you really don't care. You think that there are elephants running through the room. You think that, you know, the monkeys are swinging on the chandeliers and shit. It's like Jumanji.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure enough.
Fine.
I'm sorry, darling. I just don't have fond memories of this last week.
By the end of it, it was fun. It was fun and games.
You probably don't have many memories from this last week.
I have some. A few of lucid, weird kind of in and out dreams. Yeah, it's kind of like being on acid for a while.
I wouldn't know.
Well, that's what I was saying. From experience saying, yeah, it's happened, and yeah, it's a lot like it. Yeah.
Nice.
So how's does it sound okay? Sound everything sounding okay to you on that side?
Yeah, you sound great. Totally fabulous.
I gotcha. Why is this? They won't let you skip some of these commercials. It's really not fun. Because if you want to get to something, you know, musically, some of them won't let you skip the ad after like so many seconds. It's very annoying.
Right. I agree.
So. But I played this for you. That's why I did it. So.
I see. Yeah.
It'll start here in a minute. It's a movie again. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she's hot in the movie, so we'll let it slide.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
And I asked people today, I took it off the Instagram, off my Instagram account, what's changed about me. You know what it is. It's the obvious. Well, for you, it's obvious because you see me every day. But.
Well, right. But you might want to be a little more specific about, like, what's changed about my physical appearance.
Isn't that too obvious?
No.
Okay. Well. I just thought I'd see how it sounded on your end and coming through on my end, which it sounds fantastic anyway. The calls sound great. So I think we've got a winner.
Well, good deal, because you sound really good. You sound really good to me. There's no echo. There's no nothing.
Yeah, it's I think it's going to work well. This little sound backboard I created, it's really nice. It's really very professionally looking. It's nice.
Well,
so,
yeah.
So, I guess I will let you do back to your thing. And I'll...
All right. Well, I'll see you soon. Not too much longer.
No, not too much. Not too terribly much at all.
All right, sexy Blick. I will see you in a little while.
Well, I will talk to you later.
Toodaloo.
Love your show. So, annoyed the wife at her real life. She loves this song. She just loves this song. That's not the one. That's the one. That's not bad. No, that's why it's off-centered. There we go. Yeah, this video is excessively hot as well. Taylor puts on the dark hair and the dark eyes and does that, or the red, it's a dark red, I believe, with some really dark makeup, and it's just uber smoking hot. She's just smashing. Oh, come on. I'm trying to adjust my shit here. There we go. There we go. You need to get Instagram if you don't have it. It's awesome. It's fun. Uh-oh. What's this? Do-do-do-do-do. There we go. So, yeah, let's see here. I've got messages coming in now. Things are sounding pretty good. That's nice. I like it. It's pretty nice. 3:22 in the afternoon here in the big city of Spring Vegas. There we go. That's what I was looking for. That's the one. 3:22 in the afternoon, Spring Vegas, Missouri. And we have... Let me back up here and take a look. Oops. We'll figure something out then. That's interesting. Interesting. I have a tech guru that I have to try and get a hold of. And I actually want to get him in and do a show, just a tech show, all on his own. So, you know what I mean. 713-955-0395. That's the number here. Do, 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 do. Let's see here. I want to do, I don't know, some jazz. Let's see here. Maybe, how about Well, that shouldn't matter. That really shouldn't matter. Let me think here. I'm trying to get a Let's see here. You know, it's one of those things I just get lost for a second. You know. Yeah, we'll do that. Just because I want to hear what it sounds like. See if it sounds worth the shit. There we go. Little Dire Straits in the background. I like Dire Straits. Don't you know? It's not the song that I was necessarily looking for. I might find it here in a minute. But if you want to hear a song, just let me know. Hit me on Messenger. My Messenger's been popping up. It's been effective, very effective tool. Can see everything. Good and see. Very nice. Love the song. Dire Straits is just good stuff. I was looking for some other jazz that I had in my head, and I used to be able to rattle off music as quickly as you could possibly, quicker than you can possibly imagine, really. And it's anymore, it's just like pulling teeth. I forget. I can't remember a band. I'll get one stuck in my head and can't get it out, and then nothing else can come in. So you know what I mean? It just kind of blows. Who that is. That's really strange. Somebody added me to their circle. I don't know what that means, but they added me to their circle, and I don't know who they are. It's one of those deals. It's like, hey, how you doing? How you doing? Here we go. Oh, ow. Oh, ow. Oh, ow. Oh, I got bumped off club. Got bumped off the club. Sorry, kids. I'm going to have to jump back in here in just a second. But I'm always over on the other side because it doesn't dump me like that. Well, sometimes it doesn't dump me like that. Oops. Oopsie. There we go. Yeah, it's squirrels. It's really strange. I have to talk to our programming boys about that situation. There's just some things on the club that need to be adjusted slightly, apparently. Oh, my little pen is missing right now that I use to control my... I have a little stylus pen that I have, my wife gave me, that I just find extremely fun. I love. And I don't know where I put it, and I'm going to cry. Shit. hate it when I do stuff like that. Let's see here. There we go. Yeah, it's really surprising that how relevant their music. Most of the music that they have is still to this day, and it's been years, been put in for years. Goodness. Sorry. That was really loud, I'm sure. Yes, I've got to get used to that. My mic is very sensitive now. Used to be you didn't hear any, I did stuff like that all the time and you couldn't hear me do it. So. Well, that's why you stream the show in your ear and you take like earbuds and you put one earpiece in and you put it in. That way you can have it in your ear and you can giggle and, then you can send me texts about stupid people that are walking through and doing stupid things. Be like my eyes and ears out there in the weird world. Just saying. And I forgot again. I had in my head what I wanted to hear, and it disappeared. Uh-oh. Sounds like my kids are fighting. Or at least making a lot of noise. There you go. Exactly. Hey, teach me how to do it and send me some, send me the gear to do it and I'll roast for you. I have no problem with that. I have no problem at all doing that. Let's see here. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it now. Just not looking like it's going to work. I'm sorry that you have to go to work. It's just, one of those, if I could, make it. 333, make a wish. Wish that it just, goes well and nobody's stupid and, stuff like that. Let's see here. I'm trying to think what's coming up. Have we got... Yeah, it could be... No, it's not. Ooh. Never know. You just never know. Because this past few, we've been doing a lot of discussion about what the show needs and where we need to go with it and what we need to do. And yeah, there's going to be some interesting things going on. Going to be interesting. I like it. Stay tuned, as they say. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. I was trying to find a specific song that really is pissing me off. Well. Hey, it's all good. It's all good. I'm trying to actually control my consumption, because I think part of my issues that you know. I don't know, man. I don't know the name of the song. I do think I know it. I think this is the song. This is a good song. It doesn't have any effect, any meaning right now, but it's just a really pretty song. And it's a secret track. It's a secret track on Matchbox 20. It's the last track. You have to wait approximately, I'm wanting to say like a minute and a half, almost 2 minutes of silence before the song comes on. Turned it just a little because I like it.
Take your head around the world and see what you get from your mind. Write your soul down word for word. Who's your friend?
Who's
unkind? Well, it's almost like Christmas Eve. And I know so you will be.
It's a good song. If I knew somebody that played piano, I'd probably like to try and do this song with somebody.
Take your straight line for a curve. Take your stretch. I didn't realize the song was even there for about the first
3 months I owned the album. Because unless you listen for about a minute and 45 seconds, almost 2 minutes worth of dead air, absolute silence, then this song comes on out of nowhere. It's a neat little Easter egg. I like it when bands do that. And this album, you know, has a lot of really good songs on it. And this is one that never got played, really, because it was secret. Nobody really noticed it for a long time. I mean, it has less than a million views. It has less than 200,000 views on YouTube. Which is funny because for Matchbox 20, I mean, people listen to a lot of Matchbox 20. They really do. You know, 15 million for Smooth. You know, that's a lot of views for one song. So, you know, it really, and they're judging now, they're, you know, how well a song is going to perform by its, you know, its presence on YouTube. I don't necessarily think that that's a good judge. I really don't. I've always thought that was, it can be skewed real easily. It can be manipulated to the point that people will not believe, you know, what you're saying, you know, what you're putting out there. Trying to log my Facebook back in. Got all screwed up. There we go. Oh, my Instagram ID? Sebastian Blick. Should be all one word, Sebastian Blick. Double check it just to make sure. Gotta jump back. My phone's not, well, mine's not the greatest phone in the world, but it's, I love it. It's just a little slow because I got a lot of shit. Sebastian Blick 07. Like 007, but not quite. You know. Then you get to see some of the weird shit that comes out. Like Voodoo Radio, that was the latest post. And then the one before it will has the what's different. What's different about Sebastian Blick? Dun, dun, dun. Okay, I can do that. I'll find for this one. Let's see. Hang on, I'm working on it. Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. Here we go. See how that works. Technology at its finest right there. Swinging a boner. So, how the heck is everybody? I know that my buddy Lindy is out the country. I hope she's having a good time. Being careful and such. And whatnot. And my freaks. Got them on. I'm sure we have some other people out in listener La La Land that don't necessarily log on. I know one or two that sometimes do, sometimes don't. They'll listen in and kind of, you know, perv, but they won't necessarily log on. Should spank them liberally. What's so fucking funny? What's so funny? Doobie doobie doo. The only problem with this is it is the mic is so, it's a wonderful piece of equipment, but it is stable. It is stationary. It does not get carried, does not get moved, does not get jostled, does not get touched. It's a very, very special piece of equipment. And I will break fingers for it being touched. It can be ugly. You know. But I can't take it and do, let's go to the bathroom with Blake. It just won't work. It won't work properly. It just won't. I'm trying to find another specifics of something. There we go. Love your show. Have a wonderful afternoon at work. You know, do what you can. Here, I'll do seize the day. Seize the day. Avenge sevenfold. Rock on. Love your fucking show. Kick ass. Love this song, too. Yeah, it's another one of those. Another one of these bands that I just dig the shit out of. Take care of a little something. Listen to this while I'm doing it. Yep. There we go. There we go. I have returned. Sinister Gates. Dude plays guitar like a beast. He's just an animal on the guitar. God, this is a good song. Just jams. Simply need to turn it down a little now. Sorry. There we go. Got a little crazy there for a minute. Sorry. We're really at 3:50 in the afternoon. So, about 10 minutes left in the show. Don't you know? It's all good. And we'll be back doing it again. Every day that we can. We can only do it once a day. If we could do it more, we would. There are ways that we can do that, but it will take listener support, kind of like PBS Radio. That would be the only way that we could do it. because we are at one certain level. But once we go to a new, if we go to the next level up, I believe we can broadcast anytime we choose. I believe it's as many as you can, up to a certain amount of hours per day. But that would be my optimal. That way I could do two or three shows during the day. That would work for me, personally. Then we have what we need going to get the shows and to get the sponsors and shows and whatnot going. That's what I'm trying to do, eventually. So for those of you who are diehard WonderWorks devotee and want to hang in there, you know, we're hanging on for the big ride, because it's going to happen. There's a little silver piece of equipment right here in front of me. And my insanity, something will happen. Because I seize the day. That's what I'm going to try and do from now on, seize the day. No matter what, take it on as best you possibly can. You know? You know what I mean. So, we're right at just close to 5 minutes still. Which will give me just enough time to say Sebastian.Blick@yahoo.com. Best place to get a hold of me. Questions, answers, suggestions, ideas, thoughts, anything, whatever. The easiest way to get a hold of me, Sebastian.Blick@yahoo.com. Best way to do it. Hit me at Sebastian.Blick1 at Facebook if you want. That's fine too. Either way, you can find the Blick and the Buzz page also out there if you wish. All over the place. Facebook is a great tool as far as knowing when the shows are going to be on. It's I broadcast a lot of the stuff that way. Twitter, you do have a Twitter feed that is on there, Sebastian Blick. I'm trying to think of all the different places you can get a hold of me. Shit. There's a ton of them. And if you can't find me on one, you can find me on the other, I'm sure. Always and forever. You can always hit me on CS if you're so inclined and over there. I am always checking mail and seeing what's going on over there. Let's see, you know, I always have my Facebook open, on, and running. Usually, if I've got my phone with me, my Facebook is popping and making all kinds of crazy noises and shit. So, I always see what's going on. So, if you want to get a hold of me, get a hold of me. It's the easiest way to do it. And until next time, whether it be tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening, or otherwise, I am Sebastian Blick, wishing you a wondrous afternoon, fantastic evening, and pleasant good morning tomorrow. Until then, please be nice to your neighbors, because your neighbors deserve it, really. I mean, everybody deserves somebody to be nice to them, you know? Why is my mouse not behaving properly? There it is. Completely goes and tries to put its finger in my ear. Insane. 713-955-0395. Doesn't change. That's where we are. That's who we are at the Buzz and Fade to Blick. You can always get us here. WonderWorks. Boom, boom, boom. Always there for you. I like that. I have to come up with some bumpers here in just a minute. I think I'm going to play around with it when I get off the air. So, the newly jazzed and freaked out Sebastian Blick wishing you a fantastic afternoon and a pleasant tomorrow. Be nice to your neighbor, because you never know. They just might grab your crotch or something strange. Love your show.